Fish and the Bottleman mit Rango bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Heute wird diese tolle walisische Band aufspielen für euch im Kometen und vorher sind sie bei uns im Studio, um ein bisschen, naja, zu quatschen und wir wollen uns ein bisschen auf den neuesten Stand bringen. Frontmann Van McCann ist da gerade, naja, sagen wir im Spätsommer 22 geworden und er hält schon eine Tasse Tee in der Hand, denn er hat, wie er mir gerade schon verraten hat, 2 Tage durchgemacht. So, first of all, welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here again. You've been here a couple of months before, I heard.
Yeah, I loved it. I like it here. You've got a nice balcony.
Yeah, thanks. And you told me that you didn't sleep a lot. 2 days practically without sleep.
Yeah, 2 days ago was last time I've been to bed because we've just flown out here this morning. So, yeah, we're all very tired, but it's exciting. You know, this is our first proper European tour. So we're very excited.
So there was no time on the plane to get a little sleep?
No, it's just all... I had loads of mad kids from Manchester in front of me, you know, like all just raving and stuff because they were going to like Berlin for the first time. So no, I didn't get much sleep. Oh no, I don't mind though. I'm used to it now, you know.
But you're looking for your private jet though?
I'm still searching for the private jet.
Man. Yeah. How long will it take?
Who knows? Who knows? ASAP if I have anything to do with it. No, you never know. No, it'd be good. Imagine having a private jet. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And most of the gigs are sold out, I saw. Sold out is your favourite bird being now in
last month. Yeah, in England, the tour sold out before the album even came out. And now the next tour that isn't till April, that's nearly sold out. And then the one after that is like, that's going to be like a couple of nights in 5,000 cap venues. So that's massive. I thought we'd get there at the end of our career, not our first album, you know. So yeah, it's mad. And then out here is going good.
Ja, es läuft ja wie am Schnürchen für die Jungs aus Wales. Die ganzen Touren, also die ganzen Gigs sind schon hier im Vorfeld teilweise richtig ausverkauft, dass er sich mit seinen Kumpels nicht wirklich beschweren kann. Sie haben auch mal gesagt, sie haben eigentlich schon 3 Alben im Kasten und das müsste jetzt eigentlich das erste davon sein. Es heißt The Balcony. So I heard you had 3 albums already ready at home, finished, sort of. Is this then the first one of the trilogy?
This is the first. This is me. I guess this is the best songs or the ones that I thought were most right for now. Mm-hmm. And I've just, as before I got in the car to come to the airport this morning, I finished like one of the last songs for the next album. So yeah, it's going good. I always wanted to be a band that if a label came to give a record deal and, you know, people wanted to take a risk on and get behind that, they knew that we were dedicated and we were going to give them music, you know what I mean? That we were really serious about writing songs and stuff. So when the label signed us, they were like, can we put a 5-track EP out? How many songs have you got? And I was like, hundreds. just let us know.
Is that so easy for you to write songs, even when you're really tired?
It was, no, it wasn't easy. I used to write 3 songs a day since I was about 14. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't easy, but I just disciplined myself to write 3 a day. And then, you know, I'd maybe keep 2 a week because like a lot of them would be terrible. So yeah, I just disciplined myself into like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to really do it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to be ready for it. So yeah, we just spent the whole start of the band getting ready, really.
Yeah. Übung macht den Meister. Seitdem er 14 Jahre alt ist, hat er jeden Tag 3 Songs geschrieben und da kann man natürlich verschieden, dass er die in letzter Zeit nur so rauspurzeln lässt. Und sie haben im Grunde 100 Songs mindestens fertig, können also locker 3 Platten am Stück raushauen. Er findet es auch gut, wenn da eine Plattenfirma kommen sollte und macht, ja, was habt ihr denn so, was macht er denn so, dass man einfach dann auch ein Album mal kurz über die Theke schieben kann und zeigen kann, was man so drauf hat. Wir hören ein weiteres Stück von ihnen. Heute Abend sind sie im Kometen und wir hören jetzt Kathleen, Catfish and the Bottleman. Catfish and the Bottleman mit Kathleen in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Frontmann Van McCann ist immer noch bei uns. 22 Jahre alt, mit seinen Kumpels hat er die Band gegründet, sie damals überredet, los, ihr müsst hier zu mir halten, wir ziehen das jetzt durch und dann werden wir auch in Kürze erfolgreich sein. So you really talked your colleagues into this band and said, let's stick together, we can do it? Was it that way?
Back in the day, because we were only kids, you know, we were 14, like 15-year-old kids, and I said to him, you know, if you give us 2 years, I bet you will have a major record deal on the table and, you know, we'll be looking at things differently. So everyone was like, all right, you've got 2 years. And then, you know, we waited, we stuck together for 2 years and banged down doors and played like a couple of hundred gigs a year as like just us without a manager or a label or anything. And then a label, Island and Communion, the record label in England, came and gave us a record deal. And then, yeah, it all started from there, really.
Then when you started when you were 14?
14, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And you got kicked out when you were 15, out of school?
Yeah. Yeah, because of the band.
Because of the music.
I was a good lad, you know, open doors, pull out chairs, all that kind of thing. Uh-huh. But very polite and always on time.
Of course.
You know, but it was just because I was away with music. So I'd be going to do a gig in the middle of the night and then getting back at like 7 in the morning, getting up for school and then, you know, doing it every night. And people were just like, you know, if you're going to do music, go do music, you know, stop turning up basically.
But so of course I have to ask, what did your parents say?
My mum and dad, they weren't too fussed because they knew how much I cared about music, but they, you know, my dad pulled me aside and said, if you're going to do this, do it properly, you know, dedicate yourself to it and make sure you go for it. Don't be like, you know, trying to float through it and hope something comes to you, create your own luck kind of thing. So that's why I started writing 3 songs a night, you know, like I thought, you know, you only need like 11 songs to kind of release an album, but I was like, I want to be well ahead of that, you know. So we had them all lined up so I could choose, pick and choose, you know. If somebody said this song isn't good enough, I could just pull one in from somewhere, you know. So
das ist aber nett von den Eltern gewesen. Mit 14 hat er sich mit seinen Kumpels zusammengetan und gesagt, los, wir 2 Jahre ziehen wir das jetzt durch. Wenn wir erfolgreich sind, dann sind wir eine richtige Band und können richtig durchstarten. Und sie haben ihm vertraut und haben mit ihm das zusammen gemacht. Und die Eltern, die haben natürlich auch gesagt, gut, wenn du das unbedingt willst und das deine Leidenschaft ist, dann häng dich aber auch richtig rein und dann vertrauen wir dir. Und es ist gelungen. Also ist er mit 15 von der Schule abgegangen und jetzt mit 22 sind sie in aller Munde und touren durch die Weltgeschichte. Und das klingt ja so ein bisschen nach einem Traum. Ist es so ein bisschen like, is it like a dream come true for you or it's like a plan working out?
A bit of both, really. It's like a dream plan working out, you know, coming true. No, it's all a dream. I think when, you know, when we get outside of England, like that's when it becomes a bit surreal because it's like, how does somebody in Germany who doesn't even speak my language know my lyrics, you know, and stuff like that. And like America was surreal. We're going to Australia and we just found out Tokyo has sold out.
Really?
It's mad like Tokyo. Who knows us in Tokyo?
I know. I heard lots of bands who never been there before, but people go crazy when they come there.
That's very surreal for us because in England you kind of hear how much you're getting played on the radio and you can kind of dictate where, you know, the path is going, but over here you don't get to see any of it. So like, you know, it's just all very exciting. It's just all get over here and then get come on this show and people are like, this is one of the best stations in the whole of Germany. I'm like, cool, man. You know, like,
see, that's the truth. Und dann auch noch Australien, denn er hat ja eine Zeit lang mal in Australien gelebt. So Australia as well. And you lived there for a couple of years, right?
The first 2 years of my life. That's where the band name's from. Mm-hmm. Like my first memory of seeing live music was seeing this busker called Catfish the Bottleman.
Yeah.
And he used to play like a fishing line with wine bottles on it, like a drum kit. It was very far-fetched. But it was called Catfish the Bottleman, so that's why I named the band.
Is he still active?
Yeah, we're going to meet up with him when we go to Australia.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to try anyway.
Ah, es gibt also einen Musiker, eine Catfish the Bottleman, von dem er den Namen sozusagen sich genommen hat, so ein bisschen natürlich abgewandelt hat. Den hat er damals, als er in Australien gelebt hat, gesehen und er hat ihn fasziniert. Und somit öffnet er sogar die Konzerte in Australien dann als Voract. Das klingt ja sehr spannend. Heute Abend spielt diese tolle Band für euch live on stage im Kometen. Und wenn ihr sagt, das lasse ich mir nicht entgehen, dann haben wir natürlich für euch Gästelistenplätze. 030-2000-9000, 030-2000-9000. Catfish and the Bottleman. The Bottleman, what about that?
The Bottleman.
The Bottleman. Live on stage. Van, that sounds really, really great. No
thank
wonder
you.
That you don't get enough sleep then.
Hey, thank you very much.
Man.
Cheers.
But hopefully you can sleep a little bit maybe after this gig tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, gonna have a good old night of it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Obwohl er sagt, ich brauche sowieso nie so viel Schlaf. Ich bin schon immer mit ganz wenig ausgekommen. Aber 2 Tage am Stück ohne Schlaf, ich denke, auch mit 22 könnte man da mal zwischendurch ein kleines Nickerchen gebrauchen. Aber dann nicht heute Abend, erst nach dem Gig im Kometen. So I say thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's an honor. Absolute pleasure, love.
And now you can go to bed.
Now I can go to bed at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Early night.
Greetings to the rest of the band. Van McCann von Catfish and the Bottleman. Und wir hören Ween, Waving My Dick in the Wind, vor den Nachrichten.